Hello, I'm VG247 editor Patrick Garrett, and you're listening to the VG247 European Morning News Bulletin. And the idea behind this is that if you're too time-challenged to process the 50 million news stories we write about video games every day, you can start your working day by knowing exactly what's going on in the world of games. This has been published on the morning of January the 11th, 2011. It's been reported overnight that Jared Luffner, the 22-year-old that shot and killed six people in Arizona last Saturday and shot Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords in the head, is a video games fan. All he did was play video games and play music, a friend told the Wall Street Journal, with another telling the Arizona Republic that he was a big video gamer. The comments are likely to inflame a traditionally defensive specialist games press, especially after statements made to the press by OBE winner Miles Jakobsen from Sports Interactive over the Christmas break. In an interview published by The Guardian yesterday, Jakobsen said, It's frustrating to still be in the stage of the industry still being blamed for lots of things in the same way as rock and roll was. Luffner is currently being held and has now been charged. Call of Duty Black Ops was the biggest UK game in 2010. The Treyarch shooter beat out FIFA 11 to second, Just Dance to third, Red Dead Redemption to fourth, and Wii Fit Plus to fifth. Black Ops released globally last November. An unmodded PS3 has been shown running a pirated game. Castlevania Lords of Shadow has been seen on the internet running on a PS3 hard drive as though it was a PSN game. The news comes after hacker GeoHot released PS3's rootkey to the internet last week, and subsequently PSP Go has been shown running hacked games. Colonial Marines supposedly pushed out of 2011, according to a post on NeoGAF, which was taken from a comment supposedly made in EGM, could well come out this year. Overnight, Gearbox boss Randy Pitchford told Eurogamer that it looks to me whomever made that post on NeoGAF made an interpretation that could be misleading or inaccurate. Pitchford, unfortunately, refused to give a date for the game, saying that you'll be hearing more on the much-delayed project very soon. EA's confirmed that Battlefield 3 will be revealed at GDC. The game will form part of an EA Partners press event at the San Franciscan show on March the 1st. Other games to be included in the showcase will include Shadows of the Damned by Grasshopper, Alice Madness Returns by Spicy Horse, Kingdom of Amalur Reckoning by 38 Studios, Crysis 2 by Crytek, and Battlefield Play 4 Free by Easy Studios. And finally, ESA has confirmed that it's made a decision this year to not pre-mail badges to journalists for E3. The move's in a clampdown on ticket scalping. Apparently last year, tickets for the show were swapping for as much as $700 on eBay. Journalists this year will have to take a printout with a barcode to prove that they're part of the press, or they'll have to show the barcode to representatives in the Petri Hall on a smartphone to get in. And that's it for today, and we'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.